I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon. You're here with me, Janice Clark, and the Social Media Help Not Hype show on Word of Mom Radio. And today I have a surprise for you. I am not alone. Normally you listen to me and I share information about a variety of different topics. Today I am here with Jamie Bateman from Right Style. Jamie is a content creation specialist. And Jamie, welcome to the show. I am so excited that you decided to join me today.
Oh, thank you so much, Janice. I am so happy to be here. This is exciting.
Well, it is exciting. It is exciting. And you know, I'm especially thrilled. Jamie and I have worked together for, I honestly don't know how long. It's been probably right around 10 years. We are strategic partners. You know, we have worked together on client accounts. I've worked with some of her clients. She's worked with some of mine. And but we have worked together for a very long time. And the topic we're going to be covering today is one that she and I have discussed many, many times since we've both had our own businesses for so many years. We're going to be talking about the number one thing keeping you and your business from hitting your sales goals. This is a really huge point for entrepreneurs, and especially those who are either new to the business or struggling or, well, any of us really. You know, we're always looking for more sales. It's rare to find an entrepreneur who says, oh, no, I've got plenty of sales. I don't need any more clients. And consistently in my business, and I know in hers as well, people come to us and they're asking for our assistance, our advice, and meeting those sales goals and building their businesses and bringing in more clients. So we're going to be talking about the number one thing that's keeping you from making those sales goals, from bringing in new clients, and it's something that most people do not want to hear. I like to talk about things you don't want to hear about. So we're going to be talking about something you probably don't want to hear about. A lot of the people we share this information with, they're not thrilled about it at first, but I will explain a little further here in just a moment. But, you know, once you fully embrace this thought process, you will absolutely make more sales. You will absolutely bring in more clients. And your business will definitely get to the point where you can say, I've got all the business I want right now. I'm good. I'm getting everything I need. I'm meeting all my sales goals. So the number one thing, I know you're excited to hear this, and I've been holding off telling you, but the number one thing that is keeping your business from hitting those goals, from bringing in additional clients, and from being as successful as we know you want it to be, is you. Today, we want to give you some of the top things, some of the top reasons this is happening, and some of the top things that you can do. And you can take this information and use it today, right now. So I hope you're taking notes, because you can take this information away right now and start using it today to make a huge difference in your business. So we'll jump right in here. The first thing Jamie and I wanted to talk to you about are that people buy you as much as they buy your product. Wouldn't you say that's the case, Jamie?
Oh, absolutely, Janice. It's something that I've really taken notice lately. I've had clients time and time again that think about that it's all about the sales. You know, it's coming in, it's just marketing your product or your service time and time again, you know, whether it's on social media or in emails, any kind of content that they're pushing out there. And it's just, it's not the case. And so I've been thinking about, you know, what's going on here? You know, why do we buy? What inspires us to either connect with someone or, you know, put our dollars down, you know? And so
exactly.
I've noticed,
yeah, you know,
started to notice some things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, what are you noticing? Well, you know, I was just thinking, you know, if it's truly, you have to ask yourself, what's my differentiator? And there's so much competition across mm-hmm. all industries mm-hmm. these days. You know, businesses are now open to sell globally online, and I really encourage my clients to sit down and make a list of the things that differentiate them from other businesses. And this is a very difficult process, and one that a lot of people, I don't want to say fight me on, but they do. You're laughing. I know they do the same thing to you. This is very much an unfiltered conversation, guys. We are going to be very honest with you. People don't want to do the work to decide what makes them different than the person next door, than the person with the website, you know, somewhere else. It's not easy, but it's something you absolutely need to put the work into.
It's critical. But I don't even know if they understand how critical it is to know your audience, to know your customers, your clients. Who are they? That was even my own challenge. And, you know, Janice, you know, you and I have talked, and the more that I've thought about it, what's really critical, it's that connection. You know, I started mm-hmm. looking at myself because I was looking with outside myself, and I felt like I was just banging my head against the wall trying to get through to my customers, my clients. And I thought, okay, I got to reel this in here, and why do I buy? You know, what inspires me? Why do I follow the people I follow? Why do I go to the stores that I go to versus others? You know, when, I mean, why do I prefer like Coke over Pepsi, or why am I shopping at Target, you know, versus Walmart, or, you know, why do I follow a particular, you know, coach versus another coach, or, you know, sports team versus another, when there's so many out there, and I'm like, my clients are thinking the same thing. You know, why do I work with Jamie? There's so many content creators out there like me. We're all doing, you know, we're all scrambling, we're all doing the same thing. Why did you choose me? Why pick me? And so I started asking those questions, and I encourage my clients to ask those questions of their current market. Why are we working together? Why did you buy my products? What, you know, what makes me tick with you? And it's because we're relatable. And I started looking at that, and what I realized was I generally choose people like me, people that can reach me at my level. And it was kind of like just this light bulb that flashed in my head, and I'm like, well, of course. And so then I started looking at that deeper, and I was looking at my clients and what they're doing. And it's not about the product. You know, we don't buy the product. We buy each other. And what I mean by that is I buy you, Janice, because right. I like you. I can connect with you on a human, relatable level. I know you have a daughter. I know, you know, she's in sports, and I know you have dogs, and I've had dogs, and we can connect on that level. It's why, you know, and there's other things about us. It's why we've worked together for more than 10 years, you know,
right.
We can laugh together and cry together. We're relatable.
What I find very often too is when potential clients, maybe I should say potential clients, when they come to me, they tend to already have in their mind what they think they need to do to build their business. And almost exclusively, they want to start 5 steps ahead of where they really need to start. They want to start with, mm-hmm. you know, what do I post on social media? They want to start with, how can I run a mm-hmm. Facebook ad? But where they really need to start is, what differentiates me, and mm-hmm. who is my audience? You know, why are they mm-hmm. coming to me? What can mm-hmm. I offer them that mm-hmm. someone else can't offer? And I ask people all the time, you know, who is your audience? And they almost always say, oh, I can sell to anyone. Mm-hmm. If you try to speak mm-hmm. to everyone, you end up talking to no one. You've got to do your homework, and people do want to fight us on this. They want to start several steps down the road, and they don't realize how important laying this foundation is. You know, you would never dream of building a home by throwing up the walls first thing. You have to lay a solid foundation, and it's a real struggle to make sure that entrepreneurs and business owners understand that the foundation, this is the most important part. If you get this part right, if you can clearly communicate what differentiates you from the competition, if you fully understand who your audience is, who is going to buy from you, not just the people you want to sell to, although it is important to know, who your target market is, who you ultimately would like to sell to, but you've really got to understand who you are and who's going to want to work with you in order to lay the foundation for a plan that's going to work really well and it's going to consistently bring you in new referrals and new business for many years to come. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And if you don't mind, I'd love to share just a quick story and add to that.
Sure.
You know, it's about, being humble and dropping the ego. And I had a client recently, we laughed, who is putting out a book. And it's his second book. And, you know, I've been helping him with this. And it's great. It's a great book. And he's a former college professor. And his market is more along the lines of a student, you know, a student mindset who wants to learn. And he's got a great following already. So we get this book out. And he's already had some pre-sales, you know, from his students, and they're excited about it. They understand the material because he's speaking to them, you know, in his own voice. It's very casual, and it's at their, you know, something, a language that they understand, using terms that they understand. So it's almost like at the basics. Well, he also wants to impress his peers, and he's looking at what his peer group is doing and his competitors are doing, and he thinks they're, you know, doing better than he is. And so he's, you know, he struggled a bit with his, self-esteem. It's tough, you know, because you're at a different level than your students, and, you know, you want that acceptance and acknowledgement, you know, from your group and your mentors. But then on the other hand, he's got his heart into helping others and wants to kind of build up his little ducklings, you know, and see them fly. So there's this dichotomy going on there. And so we have this conversation because he actually sent out, you know, his book for reviews, and some of his peers just, they trashed it. And he was devastated. But he had students that he sent it out as well, and they raved about it and loved it and want more, okay? But the few that trashed it, it just knocked the wind out of his sails, and he wanted to pull the book and redo it and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, time out. We're going to take a breath here, and let's look at your market. Who are you marketing to? Who's buying from you? I said, your peers are not following you. I can guarantee that.
And there will always be one person who just, there will always be one person who just doesn't get what you're trying to do. I've encountered the same thing with clients who just were devastated, even though they were making sales, even though they were getting great visibility, but they were devastated when one or two people didn't like what they were doing. And it, like you said, it really took the wind out of their sails.
It did, but I think this happened for a great reason, and it had a positive, you know, ending or wrap up, because we really took a step back, and I said, you know, you've got this amazing set of students that you're doing these things for. They're the ones that are following you. They're the ones that you're engaged with and that continue to buy your products and want more. And I said, what do you know about them? And he's like, well, I know so-and-so, you know, has this, and, you know, she does this for work and she does that. And she knows, and I'm like, right. And they know these personal things about you. What does that tell you? You're building relationships. There's a connection there. And they're not just buying your product because you're relatable and you don't make them feel dumb, for example. But they're buying you. They like your voice, your style, the way you present this material. It's not about
your group. Don't change that just because, right, don't change that just because somebody else, you know, a different group of people, a different audience doesn't care for what you're doing. You know, and I had a similar instance some time ago with a gentleman who was also he had I can't go into a lot of specifics about what he was doing, but he also had a product to sell, and you know, we had worked on it for quite some time, and he was really starting to generate some strong visibility. He was starting to get people to his webinars. He was starting to get people, you know, he had a good open rate on his emails. Things were really progressing so nicely. And he did a big webinar, and he did quite a few sales of an event that he was trying to promote. And I thought it was going really, really well. And then, again, one of his peers, he asked a friend, what do you think? And the friend said, oh, well, you know, who you really need to be going after is, and gave him a very uneducated opinion. And that's not to say it was bad, but this gentleman then wanted to change everything we had worked on for such a long time, everything we had done that started getting him results. Based upon, you know, a trusted friend's opinion, he started making all kinds of changes, and he started speaking in a way that didn't resonate with that audience we had worked so hard to build. You've got to be really careful about that. Really, it's wonderful to ask for advice. And
absolutely.
You know, and it's something, it's human nature. We want our friends and family's opinion, but you have to sometimes take that with a grain of salt. You know, you've done the homework on your business. If you've done the homework and you've laid this foundation, you understand who you are, what differentiates you, why people come to you. You've done your homework. You know your audience, and you're working towards this one audience or with this one audience.
Exactly.
Going out and getting the opinion of a lot of other people does not help you at all. You know, I had another instance, oh, my goodness, where this was a lady client. It's been quite a few years ago who, you know, she again, we'd been working for quite a long time. She was starting to get what she needed. We were really moving in a positive direction. And then she decided to take the advice of her mother and her daughter, she encouraged her audience to you know, share pics of themselves online, and she went out and requested they do a whole bunch of different things. And she did all this, of course, when I wasn't around. She didn't ask me. She thought they had a wonderful idea between them, friends, family. They had a fabulous, brilliant idea, and they thought, and they went ahead with it and started implementing it, and it fell flat and got her some really negative attention from this audience that she had worked so hard to build credibility with. You know, this, you're working in a business, and this is not, you know, you want it to be fun and you want it to be, you know, something that you can really get behind. And, of course, we all want our friends and family to support what we're doing, but you can't let them, get in the way of the hard work, the honest-to-goodness hard professional work that you have put into your business. Take their ideas. Think about them. Stick a pen in them. Make a list. But put some thought into them before you just run out on your own and start implementing things because somebody else thought, you know, hey, this would be fun. Hey, this might be a good idea. This is your business, and you've got to take this seriously, much more seriously than just, you know, launching a full-scale implementation of, you know, a last-minute thought process. Put the time and effort into it so you can really decide whether or not this is something that's going to help build the brand that you've been working so hard on, or whether it could be detrimental to the brand. So we're going to pause there for just a moment, Jamie, because it is time for a word from one of our sponsors. So we will be back in just one moment, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about your website and discussing how to build genuine relationships that are going to bring in a consistent source of referrals and new business for many years to come. So we'll be right back with you.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
I gave my soldier his orders for the day. He hated them, but he marched off with the sunrise. He fought more battles than anyone could ever know. He lost some, but he knew he could win the war. His faith waned over time, but he continued to give it his best. Some days the battle excited him. Some days he'd scream and get physical with me before he got out the door. The mental and physical pain will stay with him for life. School can be tough for a 9-year-old.
This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you that bullying comes in many forms and can be directed at anyone, by anyone. At No Such Thing as a Bully, we are committed to making the world a better place by educating parents, teachers, co-workers, and maybe even you, to be aware of bully actions and victim responses. For more information on how to change the dynamics of difficult bullying situations, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey everyone, it's Janice Clark here again with the Social Media Help Not Hype show on Word of Mom Radio, and I'm here with Jamie Bateman from Right Style, and Jamie is a content creative strategist. And we've been talking today about the number one thing that's keeping your business from making its sales goals, the number one thing that's keeping you from bringing in a consistent number of clients and referrals, and that number one thing is you. You know, Jamie and I, that sounds pretty cold, doesn't it? That sounds pretty cold. This is something Jamie and I have discussed. We have worked together for many, many years, and so we are strategic partners. We get together. We help each other. We've helped each other build our businesses. We both run very successful businesses doing some things around one another. And, you know, this is advice that we offer our clients, people who come to us and they're looking to build their businesses. They're looking to grow their business. Sometimes they're very receptive to it, and when they are receptive to it, when they can put ego aside and really look at their business and what they're doing, they do very, very well. But sometimes people can't quite grasp that they have to get out of their own way. They've got to be neutral and objective in their business and really look at their business as a business instead of their baby, which, you know, again, if you're an entrepreneur, our business is our baby. So the first part of the show, we talked a little bit about clients buying you instead of just your product and knowing what differentiates you and who your audience really is. So now I'd like to talk a little bit about your website. And I know this is something Jamie and I have discussed many times before. We've talked about laying down the foundation to have a successful business and get those referrals and get the new clients you've been looking for. And part of that is in making sure that you have a website that is really reflective of who you are, that offers good, strong, updated content, fresh content. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs don't have time to create tons and tons of content, and that's okay. You don't have to, but the content does have to be valuable. It's got to be good. It's got to be fresh. And most importantly, you've got to talk You've got to speak in your content at a level using the verbiage your audience understands. You know, it's important to remember that nobody is, you know, using social media on the internet just strictly to be sold to. No one is only one thing. Maybe that's the better word for it. Nobody is just one thing. Your audience, regardless of what you're selling, they're real live human beings, and they have a variety of interests. They have pets. They may have partners. There are things in this world that are really important to them, and they want to do business with someone who gets them, who really understands what's important to them. And in order for them to see that in you, in order for them to see just how much you care about them, in order for them to see that the two of you have things that are in common, that the two of you have similar values and ideas, you've got to share more than just promotions for your business. You've got to be a human being. You know, you want to talk about the things important to yourself and to your audience, about giving back, paying it forward. Jamie, what are you seeing? I know we've had several discussions about this with both, you know, our clients and people. I get some pushback from clients sometimes, who really they don't want to share, they don't want to go off topic, they don't see the value in discussing anything that isn't directly related to their business. Are you seeing the same thing?
You know, I do. They put this wall up and this barrier.
Good.
And it's very true. You know, it's whether it's a service or a product. I have one client that is, you know, from another country. And so, you know, there's just a different mindset there. And you'll run into that a lot. And it's about communicating and educating them about, you know, how things are, you know, you need to be real. People want to see that you're human, that, you know, that we make mistakes, that we're flawed, or that, you know, hey, I have the same experiences that you do or did, and this is how I overcame them. Because most people, you know, most of us, when we get online, what are we doing? We're usually searching for something or an answer to a problem or an issue. I don't know how often I say, oh, I need to Google that. What did I do before Google? You know?
And I don't remember.
I don't either. I'm like, how did I even, you know, write papers in college? Oh, yeah, the, you know, Dewey Decimal System in libraries, you know? So, you know, I'm telling my clients, when you're blogging, you know, I have one that blogs every day. Every day.
Wow.
He gets up and he writes. And he writes in his own style, and he just plugs it out, and it amazes me. Yes, there's typos. And, yes, we have some grammar issues and, you know, sentence structure. And I go in there, and I'm like,
that's not ideal.
Maybe
it works.
But you know what? It's him. It's his style.
Him.
And he's still, you know, his audience knows that about him, so it's kind of like we forgive each other. It's like, hey, guys, you know what? It's okay. You know, I don't have to be perfect. And here's the information. This is what you guys are looking for. This is what you're asking for. And there's another great coach out there. He does the same thing. He writes every day. In fact, I subscribe to his emails and I read them, and he's got a little caption about typos, and he says, I get up every morning at 5 a.m., guys, because this is important to me. I know this is important to you. So I'm pounding it out. And he's like, if there's a typo here and there, you know, I apologize, but it's more important for me to reach you and give you what you're looking for and have that connection. And if that's –
And, you know, just to be clear – We're not advocating, you know, that you start blogging every day
and posting
with typos or anything like that. Exactly. But the point here is that these guys know their audience, and their audience, mm-hmm. even more importantly, their audience knows them, and they're genuine,
yes.
and they're real,
yeah.
And that for them, mm-hmm. is what's working. And, you know, I get really tired and frustrated. I have to be honest with that. I don't admit to getting tired and frustrated openly on, you know, on my radio show very often. But I do get very frustrated sometimes when I see self-proclaimed online marketing experts who offer cookie-cutter strategies, who tell everyone, here's what you need to do. You need to blog every day, blog three times a week, do it this way, do it that way. The reality is these guys have found their own way. They found the way that works for them, and they stick to it. And that's what we're advocating when we talk about understanding what differentiates you, understanding your audience, and you know, the types of content and the way we talk to people. This is this is not easy work, guys. It's not easy figuring out what people want from you. It's not easy figuring out.
But once you find it.
Really? Yes. But once you find it. But once you find it, it is a guaranteed recipe for success. And we are closing in on the end of our show today, but the last thing we wanted to talk about is the big thing, because I see people making mistakes all the time. I see people who do it all wrong, seemingly. You know, who still seem to be bringing in great business. I see people with terrible websites, no content. Oh my gosh, they're not on Instagram. They don't even know what that is. But they do this. They build genuine relationships. They have no idea what they're supposed to be saying, and they don't care. They're building real relationships with real people. They say hello. They thank people. They listen and they care what other people think. They care what their audience wants and what's causing them pain today. They aren't just out there selling and posting only about their business. They're human beings. They're relatable. They're talkative. They listen. They communicate. And they understand what a lot of people fail to understand. And that's all those numbers on social media. You've heard me say this many times. I know you've heard Dori DiCarlo say this many times. Those numbers you see, those likes and shares and comments, those are real people. Real live people with lives and problems and struggles and clients of their own. And if you can help them with any of those things, if you can solve their problems, if you can solve their clients' problems, if you can be a genuine human being yourself and build genuine relationships and care about them, whether they buy from you or not, you are going to bring in more referrals and more business in the next 10 years than you can ever possibly dream of bringing in simply by posting about your own business day in and day out. True?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I was just sitting here and I was listening to you and I was thinking, treat your client like they're your best friend. And, you know, someone in need that's coming to you.
Care.
And like, hey,
they succeed.
Yes. You absolutely.
Care.
You care. Yeah. You care. Because what do we do, Janice? I mean, I know when your birthday is or, you know, something you're going through and I'm like, just check in. Hey, how are you doing? I have clients that check in with me and go, hey, you know, how's your day going? Or I know, you know, something's going on with your family. How are you doing? This isn't a business, you know, call. I'm not, or text or whatever. It's not about, hey, can you do this task for me? They preface that. And it's so endearing.
Right.
I love that. And I do the same.
And I love it.
Because
and they love it.
And
they will appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And you know, that all by itself, if you can't think of one other thing to differentiate your business from the competitors, that alone will take you so far. You could be the business that actually cares. You could be the person who actually cares about your audience. So don't let your business struggle. Don't let your business fail because of you. And I know, you know, the people listening to this show, some wonderful, oh, my gosh, some phenomenal ladies, And I love it when you reach out to me, you ask questions, and sometimes you leave comments and offer advice of your own. I absolutely love it. So we are getting ready to close the show, but we would love your thoughts. We would love to hear what you think about the show, mm-hmm. and we would love to hear your own advice. And I am going to be putting up a blog post with some of the things we've talked about today, and I would love to add your comments and your advice to it. So you know where to find me. I am BizM Solutions over on Facebook, and you can also leave me a comment on the Word of Mom radio show page where this is going to be posted. Leave me your comments as well. Leave me your advice, and you just might see it, and I'll credit you as well. You might see your own advice listed out in the blog post. So, Jamie, thank you so much for being with me today. I love doing the show with you, and I hope these ladies enjoy it just as much as I've enjoyed being with you.
Thank you so much, Janice. You are absolutely amazing and incredible, and I've enjoyed chatting with you today, and this has just been a lot of fun, so thank you.
Oh, excellent. Thanks so much. Well, we are going to do this again real soon. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in today, and I look forward to your comments on Word of Mom Radio, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. It's always so great to hear from Janice, and exciting that she brought in Jamie as well. Some really great tips that a lot of us can definitely benefit from in our business. Tomorrow on Mindful Healthy Habits, we focus on healthy mind, specifically on self-confidence. We will have Pache Felton and Elaine Sanders, the founders of Harlem Girls. On behalf of Dori DiCarlo and myself, Tracy Timmons, we want to remind you to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. Remember that today is always the best day and make it a great day. And thank you for tuning into the Word of Mom Radio Network. We will close the show, as we so often do, with the great song that Smith Sisters Bluegrass has so graciously allowed us to use to close out the show, to remind all of you that that brave, bold, strong, true woman, she is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong, yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name. This woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
As value and hope has proved to be brave. Never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true.
She